Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses. Welcome, Lynn.
Good afternoon, Brent. How are you doing?
You know, the garden is doing its waves of color. We've had waves of purple and yellow, but what I don't have yet is anything with a really nice scent. You got any recommendations?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been talking a lot lately about roses, and talk about scent. You know, that's America's favorite flower, and that'll perfume up your whole yard if you get the right varieties. But there's another favorite type of plant on my list, and that's lavender. You know, we don't talk about lavender a whole lot, and we really should. It's a great plant for northern New Mexico, mainly because it's so drought-tolerant. And I know drought has been an unfortunate buzzword in our vocabulary lately, but lavender will survive the drought very nicely. With lavender, there's four basic varieties: English, Spanish, French, and then hybrids of those groups. In total, there's probably over 100 different species and cultivars, but the only ones that are winter hardy in northern New Mexico are the English varieties, or those hybrids that have more English blood in them than they do the other ones, or maybe I should say English chlorophyll. The difference in the varieties of lavender, they're all winter hardy, they're all drought tolerant, they all do special things for us, smell good, or some of the varieties are more heavily laden with the essential oils. If you want to make your own soap and shampoo, that's important.
I guess, Lynn, the one that I'm most familiar with is English lavender.
Yes, Brent, the English varieties are those that we are almost familiar with because those are the varieties that are winter hardy here.
And once these things are planted, they're relatively drought tolerant and they can live in here?
Absolutely. In fact, I think people, gardeners, you know, we all like to get out and we want to fuss over our plants, and we might have a tendency to kill lavenders with kindness, but the thing to do is plant them in a well-drained soil and water them only when they're dry. And what that probably means in most of our soils is give them a good soaking once a week, or could even be less than that.
And we can find the varieties of lavender and all the supplies we need to plant them correctly, and maybe even good advice at Payne's?
Well, I can offer good advice, and the humor is always free. So come on in. We've got lavenders on order, and we should have a good supply, a good selection of them within another week or 10 days.
Where are you guys located?
Well, we've got two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.